KJW Mobile.
Ma'am, KI4DOS Mobile.
I'm running last minute errands. How about you? What are you up to?
Let's go over and get our ears lowered today, or get mine lowered, and she gets her hair done. So I don't guess you could call that getting her ears lowered.
Minute stuff got to get done before Christmas hits. Huh? That's what we're not getting haircuts, but going to the bank, going to the store, you know, just knocking it out.
My hat's off to you if you got to go into stores and all of that today. I didn't have to, but I went over and picked up some prescriptions yesterday. And I tell you what, that place was crowded.
Went to Ingles a couple of times because I just went by the parking lot and I said, there's no way. It was just so packed, but eventually at some point you got to cave and go in. So I went in there 2 days ago, I think, when I finally caved and went in. But then there was some stuff she needs for the so it's not a big list, but there's a list of the stuff for the Christmas dinner that we got to get. So a little bit left. But what I've come to the conclusion, I mean, it's super crowded here in Greer. White Hampton looks like Woodruff Road 10 years ago, I swore I would never go over to Woodruff Road again, but now White Hampton looks like Woodruff Road. So it just doesn't pay to get in any hurry. You just go out and you just kind of sit around and you sit at red lights. That's kind of like when we're teenagers, dragging Main Street. You just sit in the red lights.
That's pretty well true. I hate that White Hampton's getting real crowded like that, but, well, it's that time of year. You know, anytime people have got a few minutes off, they try to run and do the last-minute errands and pick up the last-minute Christmas gifts and this sort of thing. But it's okay. You know, it's the time of the season, and most people are being real polite and courteous is a word I was trying to find, and that's a good thing. We're on 123 headed into Greenville, and the traffic is... There's a lot of traffic out, but it's not really congested. We got to go over to Augusta Road and over to the beauty shop and get our hair done. Our same girl's been cutting her hair, gosh, I don't know how long, Dave. Been a long time, but she worked us in. You know, she gave us an appointment the last time we went, and Joy called her this morning and told her, the puppy just had surgery on Tuesday. Don't know if we need to leave her by herself or not. Wondered if she had something else, maybe next week. She said, nope, I'm booked up.
Resignation, everybody resigning. That seems to be more and more. Those that are left working are now, you know, getting a huge backlog. But you're absolutely right. People are really nice. I mean, we got really, really long wait lines, and you'd think these people's nerves would be on end, but they're not. they resign themselves to, this is going to take a little while, and they're courteous, and I don't see any aggressive drivers or anything like that at all out here. Everybody, I don't know, maybe they're just in good Christmas spirits, but it is kind of nice not to be in a hurry when it's crowded like this. Now, if you're in a hurry and it's like this, it's no fun at all.
You're right. It's better to take a little more time. Of course, me being retired, me and Joy, you know, we don't have to worry about that too much. We don't have to try to fly around and get last-minute things done. We can kind of plan our days out a little bit, not completely, but to a point. And it works out real well. We try to leave a few minutes early to give us a little extra driving time just in case we need it.
Starting to get used to this retirement stuff. I'm getting a good introduction to it. I don't think Amy likes it too much. She's sitting beside me here listening to me as I say it. She's only one of the four of us that still has to go to work, dearie.
Well, her day will come soon enough. Then she'll be like the rest. I was wondering how in the world she had time to go to work.
And likes it. She works from home quite a bit. I think she'd miss it. I tell her you need work. That work keeps you going. She doesn't disagree with me.
I talked to Anthony. I talked to him. Actually, Joy talked to him yesterday evening late, and he had gone into his office. He hadn't been in the office in over 18 months or so, but they were going to start going back to the office after the first of the year. He's been working from home, and so has his wife, and I don't know when she's going back, but Joyce had just said she's already gone back, so it's going to be a change for him to have to get up and go into the office.
Would be the most difficult one. That's the one I always feared, is having to get a job where, you know, working on the other side of the United States, that's what I had for the last 5 or 6 years. There was no way I was going to the office throughout the week, but I always feared that I would have to, you know, let go of that job and grab another one in Greenville or something like that. I've never really worked close to home at all, and that would be the hard thing to do. It's easy to go from going into work to not going into work. But before I left that company, they made an announcement, said nobody's going back into the office until 2023. And we don't even know if it's going to happen then. So what I think is going to happen, Gary, is a lot of them are trying, but not having a whole lot of success with it. I think it's just this changes the way we work in the United States. So I think it's going to make a really big, profound impact for a long time.
Talking about that yesterday, you know, if you can be work from home and be productive, you know, that's the way to be. That way you don't, whoever you're working for doesn't have to pay for the office spaces and all those other bills that come along with that. But the problem comes in that there's a lot of folks that try to take advantage of the working at home situation and are not as productive as they would be at the office with somebody kind of watching over their shoulder.
Right. Amy and I were talking about that this morning too. And yeah, you got to stay on them. You got to give them deliverables. You got to keep the people motivated, because if you don't, they'll wander. But and then, you know, sometimes that motivation has to, you know, has to go from the carrot to the stick. Like, you know, a warning. This happens more than once, and you'll be looking for another job. And usually that works. The hope is that you never have to get that far. But that's the real world. That's the world we live in. It takes all kinds. And hopefully the managers will keep the workers from, you know, the slackers from spoiling it from the people that work hard.
Certainly hope so. I've talked to a few people that said that, you know, well, I can't find a job. Well, every place that I go into has got a sign up in the window said now hiring. It may not be what they want to do, but it's not that they can't get a job. It's just that they don't want the jobs that are out there, I guess.
The U.S. has been like that for quite a while. As the standard of living goes higher and higher, across the board, you got less and less people that want to do that. And then you get people coming in across the border that say, yeah, I'll do that. We live in, like Ray, K4SUG, Ray used to say all the time, we live in the best country on the planet. Sometimes we forget that.
West Mobile, in case anybody cares. Well, that's true. You know, folks that have always, you know, been born and raised in this country, have never been out of the United States, they really don't know how good we've got it, you know, and how everybody works together and, you know, for the common good for the most part. I'm not saying that everybody does that, but most people do. And it's amazing that the ones that scream and yell about the people coming in the country and taking over all the jobs, well, they're probably the ones that sit at home and say, well, you know, I'm not going to take that job because that's not in my field, or, you know, I'll just let the country take care of me, or something of that nature. But I don't know, I think our work ethics have changed to a point, which is not necessarily for the better, but, you know, as Ray used to say, there's one thing that is constant, and that is change.
W. absolutely right. And Ray was right there, too. But, you know, Benjamin Franklin made a prediction, said we'd only make it 200 years. I guess he saw this coming, and we've made it significantly longer than that so far. So, yeah, each generation wants their children to do better than they did, and at a point it gets to where that has negative consequences. I believe that's why he said we'd only make it 200 years, but hopefully we can continue to pull it off. You know, it's there's a lot of corruption and stuff like that in the U.S., but it's not near as blatant as it is in other countries. So the longer we can stave that off, the longer we can make it. I think we've got it knocked till we're no longer, you know, till we're no longer on this side of the dirt. I think we've all got it made, but there will be a generation that it doesn't continue. W4DJW.
With that statement, you know, our parents wanted it better for us, and we wanted it better for our children, and their parents wanted it better for them than they had it. But it's about to reach the point to where it can't get much better for the children. So we'll just have to deal with it as best we can. But Dave, you and Amy have a good day. Y'all stay safe out there. Joy and I have arrived here at the cut-ups over here where we get our hair cut. And we're going to jump out and go inside and see Miss Donna, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man. Y'all take care. Have a safe day and a Merry Christmas. W4DJW, KI4DOS Mobile.
All right, Gary, well, that was good timing because we're at one of our stops as well. So that's perfect timing. You enjoy, have a wonderful Christmas, and Happy New Year. We'll probably talk to you before New Year gets here, but anyway, happy holidays. Catch you later. KI4DOS, W4DJW, Quitter.
Test Mobile.
KS4BW, did Patrick get a hold of you?
He did, thank you.
Roger, roger. Just want to check and make sure. And if both of you are listening, I don't get to hit you again before the Christmas. Happy ho-ho, you guys. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. KS4BW, clear.
WA KB2H access. WA KB2H access.